Hey, Glitter Gang, it's your host, Crystal Nielsen, with the Reign Over Your Life podcast. Consider this your space for healing, growth, and community. I've been in the health and wellness coaching space for over a decade, and I am on a mission to help support you in showing up more fully in your life. Each week, I'll be coming on here and interviewing experts and leaders in the transformational healing space on how we can show up in our lives more authentically. So join me every Monday to kickstart your week with momentum, because it is time to reign over your life. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Reign Over Your Life podcast. I'm Crystal and I'm pumped to be bringing you this week's episode. Now, I actually came in here with the intention of talking about how to have a kick-ass routine, because I'm all about building routines and rituals because they clear up so much free space to allow me to really show up in bigger places. But what was really coming through was that I needed to discuss a little bit more about last week's episodes, because I got a huge outreach of you women who messaged me talking about the balance of feminine and masculine energy, about how you're recognizing where you're pushing so hard and instead want to show up softer, want to start receiving and calling in what you want instead of out there constantly chasing it. And so I wanted to talk and dive just a little bit deeper into this episode, really around, well, talking about the energetics of money, talking about how I have been making those moves in my business and in my life. And I wanted to tell that through a story that recently just happened to me. Last month, we went to Costa Rica with Miles's family and did 8 days in this beautiful rainforest, practically on a private beach in this Airbnb, literally right on the beach. And it was an incredible time. And while we were there at about day six, I was just feeling really out of my routine. I love my routines. And I was like, I just need to get up, wake up early, and I need to go to the beach. I just need to be alone and connect spiritually with myself and have a deep conversation. It was just like yelling at me. So I go inside, I go into the house, make a cup of coffee, and then head out through this back door. We had this like probably 20-foot walk to the beach access. It was incredible. So I just like walk out there and I'm walking on the most beautiful beach I've ever seen. It's sunrise. We're in Costa Rica. I'm by myself on the most beautiful beach I've ever been to, warm water. And I just start walking and I find myself probably looking like a crazy person, deciding to have a conversation with the big guy upstairs. And I was just needing to vocalize out loud where I was hitting some hiccups with a lot of fear coming up into this podcast launch, into my brand launch, into this full rebrand from my health and fitness coaching into a personal development brand, RXL. And there is just a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of resources that have gone into this over the last couple of years. And as we were gearing up for the launch, of course, I was feeling just a lot of fear was coming up for me, a lot of concern over just like, oh, afraid to be criticized, afraid to be judged for putting myself out there, but recognizing that that fear is so superficial and made up, and I cannot let that stop me from showing up bigger in my life, because I know when I'm showing up for me, that shows a path to other women to show up bigger in their life. And that is what us sisters, us women need to be doing for each other, is just giving that permission to play bigger and support one another. That is so important. I am out there and I decide I just need to say a prayer. And so I just say, God, please show me I'm on the right path. Please help me see what I cannot see, and please move the mountains and do the work that I cannot do. And I will show up. I will make the space. I will pause projects to make space for this dream of RXL and this podcast to come into fruition. Just show me I'm on path. And the big concern that I had was really taking a step back from finances. And last week I was talking about the energetics of money, because I've been playing a lot with it on my side, on moving from masculine chasing to instead being in my divine feminine and receiving what I want and elevating my self-worth and playing the game of money. And it's been really fun. I very much have been enjoying it, but I was concerned, and where I was feeling deep down in my heart, it was like, I need to take a couple months off from this revenue driving aspect of my business, because creatively it's taking up a lot of the energy I want to be putting into pumping out content for the podcast and filming all the content and courses that I have coming down the pipeline. As a mom, as someone who has been dealing with chronic fatigue and gut issues, I have a limit on the energy that I have, and I need to be very protective of that. And number one, my family is my priority. Number one, especially time with my daughter. So it's been a fine balance of where can I trim so that I can make more space. So anyways, so that was my prayer. And I come home and I found three checks in the mail from Costa Rica. Three checks. Turns out while I was away, someone had emailed me, someone I had worked with years ago, and they go, hey, we saw you never cleared this check. And I was like, oh my gosh, here's my address. Like, give me a send. They sent me two checks. Two checks. Turns out there was two checks that never cleared, which was like $5,000, you guys. That was a good chunk of change. I also received another payment that I wasn't expecting, that was pretty close to $5,000, just under $4,000 actually. And then I received a bill saying that I only owed a dollar on one of my bills. And when I closed that mailbox, I just felt this overwhelming feeling that God has my back. The universe has my back. My dreams are meant to happen. I'm meant to show up. And I told God I would make space for the dreams on my heart, and I would show up. I would do the work. I would clear the space. And I just needed him to do his part. And I felt that I got that confirmation. And so I just want to offer that up this week, is if there is something deep down on your heart, taking the time to get outside, to get quiet and go do a God walk, go journal in your book, go talk with a friend who's super open-minded and can reflect back some important feedback for you to grow. Do that work this week. Make the space for your dreams to come in, because we have, as much as I want to say, we're unlimited with our energy and abundance and all that stuff. Right now, I'm not. I got caps on it. Something I'm working on. But there is a limit. And I'm a container right now, and I'm working on expanding how much I can hold. But right now, I'm about here. And as soon as I let go, that space is going to fill up really quickly. So what are you putting in your container? What daily habits, what people, what conversations, what TV shows? What are you consuming? Food, beverage? What's going in your container? Because that container is going to expand or it's going to shrink. It's going to lift you up or it's going to drop you down. And we want to be really mindful of as we're going through our day, what we're putting in our container. And if you got big dreams and big goals, make sure you're making that time to make that space to have those deeper reflections in yourself to really come through on where can you let go so that you can let your dreams start really flowing in and let them be supported. Anyways, okay, well, that is what I have for this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for giving it a listen. I so appreciate all of your feedback. I love celebrating this and having this be out officially on the socials and as a resource and tool for you to listen to. I try to make these episodes super bite-sized so that you can just get a quick fix, some morning motivation on Monday to jumpstart your week. And with that said, have an amazing day. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.